All right, call this meeting to order. Do we have adoption of the agenda?
So moved.
So moved.
Motion made and moved, seconded by Ms. Lindhart. Oh my gosh. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye, 3-0. Open this up for public comment. What?
Can you close it for public comment?
Yeah, seeing no one.
It's too early in the morning.
All right, do we have an approval of the minutes for the preceding meeting?
I make a motion.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. All right. A, Multibank Securities Incorporated Agreement, Mr. Dahl.
So we finally have...
22 months later?
22 months later, whatever it is, who's counting. We finally have an agreement with Multibank Securities. Our county...
And we pay $300,000 a year for that kind of delay, I'm just saying.
Yeah. We, our county attorney's office has shredded through this document and the exhibits with Multibank Securities. Everything is on the up and up. This is an agreement basically between Fluvanna County, and I do believe the treasurer obviously is going to be signing as well on here as the treasurer for Fluvanna County. I'd be happy to take any questions on it. Some of the exhibits included with the agreement were just some standard. Exhibit A was...
I have them. They're all here.
You did print it out.
Well, I'm making a big folder, big binder, because I like to have it in case it comes up.
Let's see here. So Exhibit A was applicable law. So this is applicable law that Christina just referenced in the agreement. Exhibit B is the county's financial policies. Those are online. Nothing changed, nothing different about that. Exhibit C was the state's general investment policy. So just making sure that whatever we are doing is kosher with the state. Exhibit D is the county's general terms and conditions. That's the standard document for every contract or agreement that the county signs, and we always include that as an exhibit. One document is called a cash account. Now, Christina didn't think that we needed this, but I'm going to go with you, Linda, because so this is only if we have to fill this out if we want to authorize Multibank Securities to at any point do something with cash. Like if you call them in and say, hey, I want you to do so-and-so with cash from this account to this account, that would authorize them to do so. Otherwise, you would have to fill out, you know, wire transfer forms and stuff like that.
Okay,
this is nothing that necessarily has to be approved part of this agreement. It's something that can be approved at any time.
So do we save the wire transfer fees if we use this process?
I don't believe so because
I don't believe so either.
This just authorizes Multibank Securities and let me see.
It authorizes them on our order.
Yes.
To make changes.
Yes, but I don't believe. I'm not 100% for sure.
I think we need to ask that because if it says anything on wire transfer fees, then that would be good just because that is a savings. And secondly, if it gives you a simple way to pick up the phone and say, okay, transfer $2 million from X to Y, and they take care of the process. Let's make sure that if it's that simple and that easy, then it may be a useful tool.
Is it, Eric, do you know if it's sitting outside the brokerage account, or is it acting as the sweep account for the brokerage account?
I don't know. I believe when it is outside of the brokerage account.
So we should still have a cash account inside the brokerage account for the sweep account.
Yeah, let me see here. Outside or brokerage account. Let me...
I think that's normally...
I can find out these questions, or like I said, Linda, if you want to talk with Multibank or Christina specifically, if there's any questions, like I said, that's really gonna, that's really gonna be your.
Well, there's a reason why it's here, so we need to know that reason.
Yes, understood.
So,
but this is not something that right now has to be decided based upon approving or denying the agreement.
But it's a tool in the toolkit, and we need to know if that tool is useful or not.
So there's that, and then the last document was just a W-9, which we fill out with all contract and agreements. So that's nothing new.
So do we have to recommend this adoption, and then it goes back to the board for approval?
This has never been before the board. I think they know we've been working on it for quite some time now. But yeah, so the finance board would recommend approval of the agreement. Then the agreement would have to go before the board.
Public comments and all that. So it'd be like
public hearing.
No, there would be no public hearing. Just regular action.
Just an action item.
Action item for the board.
And it can be on next week's agenda if everything's ready today.
Yeah. And then once we do this, Linda, is that at that point, once they open this thing up, then you're going to want to get the training from them and all that?
Mm-hmm.
And if you want me to play with
play
you,
with
happy
you.
To do that. So
I'll just get your dates.
Okay. So I'd make a motion that we recommend the Board of Supervisors that they authorize this contract with Multibank Securities.
I second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
I was going to say, don't make me kick you, Linda. Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0. So we will bring this before us next week.
Thanks for riding herd on this. I mean, it has been a process.
It's been a process.
I just remember going back to the beginning. I know that we had some part in making it last a while, but they weren't prepared for this.
Well, they didn't have their ducks in a row necessarily on what was required, to be perfectly
with the up and up the name and things of that nature.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's staffing and timing, but it's finished. We got it done.
It's always fun to be the first to do something.
Yeah. So let's see here. So next thing, combined
bank balances history. I'm sorry.
So this, let me just go out a little more. So this just shows the combined bank balances for all the accounts as of February 28th. So this line basically right here signifies everything in the current fiscal year and shows the balance in for the Wells Fargo main account to current, the BB&T cost recovery account to current. These three accounts are closed, and they're only open because there's data way back up there. And then we've got the two VIP accounts, one to three year high quality bond fund, and then just the liquidity account, which is basically money you can pull out daily, and the other one is you can only pull it out on the 1st and 15th. And then it just, like I said, we just have the the total of all balances right there.
Let's move the balance to the left, right next to the, you don't have to do it now, but move it next to the months, and then move those closed ones all the way forward to the right.
Okay.
So it's just, it's our total balance, and then here's the breakdown.
That's fine.
And we're losing a lot of money. We need to move some money around.
Well, your schools are getting ready to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, but we got to be careful keeping too much in that commercial checking with, $8, $9, $10 million in there for the last 4 months. Can we move some of that?
Yeah. We'll move it into the liquid.
And why can't we just go straight into VIP? Because we can still move back out of there if we need to, can't we?
You can.
The 1st and the 15th.
Could you even move a portion into the 1-3 and have some of it in the liquid? At least you have more in the regular, regular accounts. You can only pull out the 1st and 15th. But like I said, I don't know. I'm not sure what the Wells Fargo requirements are for offsetting fees for what we need to keep in the main checking account, but.
And I'm assuming Cindy's still working on the BB&T.
Yep. Do we have a minimum balance we have to keep or something?
We do.
What is that?
It's about $6 million.
We need to.
That's why we need to move.
You all need to look at that because because if we're required
they're
to keep $6 million
minimum, $6 million in one.
That's crazy.
Because it's in and out. I mean, that's right there. The schools will move $2 million, almost $3 million for payroll a month, and then we have to wait for that reimbursement, you know, from the state. That doesn't come back until the following month. Or so. Do we have any debt payment?
Not until July.
All of our big debt payments are already out. I think we might have a small, well, relatively small interest payment in April. Let me take it back. We have two smaller interest payments, I believe, in April, around $150,000-$200,000.
Okay, but not the school.
No. We've already all
okay.
Run an average of that column B, please.
Column B. From where?
From the beginning.
From the beginning.
Average. Say average is 9. So run it over the last 2 years.
6.8.
Okay, so we're down to 6.8, and run it before that.
You say before.
Before the 2 years.
Six.
Is that graphed on the next page?
Yep. So if I do a trend line to this, our balances are overall going down.
Yes.
Which would make sense.
But which one is which?
I'm sorry.
Is that?
It goes by fiscal year. So the last. Yep.
But that chart is the column we were just looking at?
Yes.
That's the checking account?
That's the combined total. That's the total cash.
Okay.
We have.
We really need to look at just the checking, but because we need to figure out what your bottom line is, and that, you know, once in a while it may go just below that because you know that you've already automatically got money coming back in, but we got to get aggressive on not leaving a cent there that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, I remember us having this conversation at another meeting, and we came up with a number. And that number was, in my mind, it was somewhere around $4 million. That's what I remember. I can't say for sure that I remember it correctly.
I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Yeah, me too. But I can go back to my minutes.
I think I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, so our low balance.
$4 million was the biggest that you would pay in a month.
Right, that was the number that made Linda comfortable.
Right.
And it looks like our lowest
million is
our lowest balance there is somewhere around 1.3. Eric, can you scroll
1.8.
up?
1.5.
Well, in the current fiscal year, 1.5.
Close that top off, please.
Close the top off.
Just right click on the button bar and just close it.
Which one?
Minimize ribbon.
Oh, there we go. Oh, we can see more.
And see, usually April is.
But see, in the VIP, we were running at $7 million for a couple of years. And for the last 5 months, we're only at $4 million. We're missing all that interest bearing on that stuff because we've been carrying 7, 13, 9, 8 in the checking. We got to get back to where the money's in something that
is working for us.
Right. Run up higher.
So you want to put it in the 1 to 3.
Well, that's up to you guys. You got to figure out, I mean, run up here. So when we started this, we got to, you know, this $5 million was the initial. Well, and then ever since then, we've been at $7 million.
Because we pull out the money out of these three accounts.
Right. But we went finally up to that $7 million.
Yeah.
And the $7 million is where we were kind of sticking. And look at how long we went with $7 million in there. But now we've got 5 months with only $4 million. We've lost $3 million interest on $3 million worth of money. I mean, I'm urging the finance board to be aggressive on this, and watch this really closely because.
If I remember correctly, the 1 to 3 liquid, I think it's averaging
one and a quarter.
I think.
Well, even if you put it in the liquidity pool, it's going to be better than what it is in the commercial checking.
And
account.
I think the average of the. VIP, I can't remember what it was.
I can't either.
But I remember the liquidity was about 1 and a quarter.
I cannot do interest. I don't. It's not my wheelhouse for some reason. But all I know is that $3 million worth of anything would be better served in one of those other ones than where it's at.
Being higher yield.
There's almost no yield in the checking.
Right.
And $3 million worth of interest for 5 months is...
And in the liquidity pool, I suspect that the yield on that is going to be going up as the Fed continues to raise rates.
So what's the interest on $3 million for 5 months in something? Oh. I mean, I don't know how to do that stuff.
So $3 million for a year would be $30 million at 1%, or $30,000 at 1%.
Yeah, you divide by five.
Okay, so we're losing a teacher.
We're losing you.
I've been gone.
If we weren't recording, I would say something, but
had to be there before.
Anyway, so
that's 15,625 at 1.25%, $3 million for 5 months.
Okay. So the finance board just needs to give as much support to.
Just remember, you have got to tell me the minute that you're going to need a large amount of money, because if it's not the 1st or the 15th, I cannot move it.
Yeah, but in the liquidity account,
but he can give you a chart today that shows every big payment we're going to have for a year.
So we can
map it out and show you exactly what's going to be paid when. I mean, you know the regular bill numbers just because they're averages. And you know the payroll numbers because they're averages, but he can tell you exactly when the peaks and valleys are, when the big things hit. And I'm not suggesting you want to go right down to $4 million today, but.
But I mean, we don't want to be at 13 or so.
Well, no.
So you've got two things to look at. If you look at the 1 to 3 year, you can see from October to current, we lost money in that account.
In which account?
On the one, so if you look here, when we pulled the money down, we were at 4.17.
Oh, we lost a lot of money the last 5 months.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. But the finance board needs to give all the support to the treasurer to make sure that money is moved as frequently as possible, to make it not onerous but as strongly bearing and beneficial to the county as possible. And leaving $4 million there when we ran for 2 years at $7 million. Doesn't make any sense. So we need to move money today. Eric can definitely provide a chart of exactly
what we do. Zions Crossroads, it's going to go down. Doesn't have a choice.
It's going to go down.
It's going to go down.
We're going to be spending our money.
Does that include debt proceeds?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, so it won't affect it. We're going to be paying.
Well, no, but I think what Mr. Sheridan's talking about is when we use county cash. Fund?
Yes,
yeah. At some point it's going to go right. down.
Sooner or later, it's going. We won't have 7 million.
We're
going to
have
down to 3
we're
or 4 million.
We're going to have flows of
right. But we better be getting every penny out of that 3.75 million we've got set aside for Zion Crossroads now.
So is that included in the total monthly total balance?
What's that, 3.7? Yeah, because that's just money that's held in the general fund right now.
This is general fund money. That's why we've had the ability.
At some point, it's kind of earmarked to go towards the CIP project, but it's always in the general fund until it gets spent. So
Eric, what between now and June, what's the minimum balance that you think we should recommend Linda keep in the...
Okay, let me give you the motion that you adopted in April of last year. Direct the treasurer to move the following funds from the BB&T cost recovery bank account, all but the minimum needed to satisfy BB&T's requirements, or 5,000, whichever is greater. So I'm assuming we're doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we haven't done it yet.
No, so I will say, so we're showing a balance of 183 in the BB&T account. I know just... last week,
we
the treasurer's office moved 173,000.
Okay, so this is as of the end of February.
This is as of the end of February. Okay. So money has moved. So
but every single month that needs to happen.
Yeah, because that's probably getting about 50,000, 60,000 a month.
We get about it's about
but I mean,
40
but,
to 50
but,
months.
But the finance board directed that move all but minimum needs to satisfy BB&T's requirements, or 5,000, whichever is greater. Okay, so that needs to happen every month.
And we just kept the five in there for refunds.
Into the VIP 1 to 3 year high quality bond fund. and from the Wells Fargo commercial checking account, any amounts over $2 million with the treasurer to verify the requirements from Wells Fargo for minimum balance or associated fees prior and move the funds into the VIP stable NAV liquidity pool. And that motion passed.
So $2 million is what we determined.
$2 million with the treasurer to verify the requirements from Wells Fargo for minimum balance or associated fees. And that was in April of last year.
So the Wells Fargo minimum is...
That's going to cut it close.
Well, and if I remember correctly, because I think we came back at a fall-in meeting, and I think I remember what Mr. Garcia is saying about $4 million, because I think you did have some issues with just keeping the two there. But, I mean, you know, we're going to have money going out every month for schools' payrolls, about $2.5 million. You know, county's payrolls, about $700,000 a month. So, but we're going to be getting revenue in also, so.
That's kind of the point. I mean,
But you're not going to see a lot of revenue now until we have the May again, May and June.
Okay, Eric, go up to the top, please.
Here's my question. Go up to the top. Okay, so.
We're going to start here?
Yeah. So we ran $5 million for that loan with no apparent problems. Okay. And then we ran $7 million for 2 years.
During the $7 million, what were the difference in the account balances to the left?
Same.
So it's up to 16.
It goes down to 1.8,
and
you
know,
2-3.
Okay.
But I mean,
see those other two accounts.
Yeah. If we can run $5 million, then let's run $5 million instead of $4 million. If we can run $7 million, then let's run $7 million instead of $4 million.
Well, I think the biggest thing is just from your point, Linda, like what is the minimum that Wells Fargo requires to keep in there? Because if it's $3 million and you can move money daily, then and we're getting no interest on that account, I don't know why we wouldn't keep it in the stable, because then at least we're getting, you know, 1.25%. And if you had to move it on a dime, you could.
Yeah. With and, a staple.
Yeah, we, the staple. Yeah, I mean, you could keep some in both or put some in both of those accounts. And then with this agreement coming on, too, that's going to be a whole different...
And we can't wait another month to decide what the rules are on the Wells Fargo.
I can move that in a minute. But I need to find out the rates on the staple and the 1-3. The liquidity and the 1-3.
So you're talking about the interest rates?
Yes.
Well, like I said, I just the last thing I saw, I think stable. As I said, it was about 1.25%.
Right. And the bond fund's got to be higher than that, doesn't it?
Not necessarily.
No. I think the stable right now is about one. The liquid is about 1.5.
The liquid?
I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong, but
and you've got unlimited moves in and out of that.
Yep.
Yes.
Then.
Let's go with that.
So the intermediate bond pool has taken a hit because of the rise in interest rates, and we were holding those maturities, which is why you see we lost $60,000, $70,000.
Well, no, you go from $4,170,000, now our balance is $4,146,000, so we lost about $24,000 in the last 5 months.
Actually, you go from 192 down to 146, Eric.
Oh, you know, I'm looking at the $4 million balance.
Oh, okay.
If you look at from the $4 million balance on.
Yeah, but if she pulled $3 million out in October.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was at 7192.
That's interesting.
So from 192 to 146 is what we've actually lost in holdings. So we don't want to pull money out of that account until we have to. So I would be inclined to recommend that we put it into the liquidity pool for two reasons. One is the interest is going to be less affected by what's going on with the Fed. And the other reason is we can pull it out of there and go into multi-bank without having to liquidate anything from the longer term investments.
And you can do it at any time.
So if the chair,
kind of like a savings account.
If the chair would allow me to make a motion.
Yes.
So I would make a motion that the treasurer move $4 million from the main checking account into the liquidity pool, as long as that leaves us with the minimum balance we need to avoid fees at Wells Fargo. Did that make sense, Kelly?
I think so.
It got complicated.
That's okay. Sorry. How about if I rework the old motion to be from the BB&T main checking account? And I can fix these words
no.
later.
But it's going to be Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Checking account. $2 million.
So we're basically looking at putting a minimum.
$4 million.
Minimum of $4 million.
That we can keep in checking.
And that gives you at least
4.3
two months of salary
running. Yeah.
Account.
So in the liquidity account,
how does this sound? From the Wells Fargo commercial checking account, any amounts over $4 million with the treasurer to verify the requirements from Wells Fargo for minimum balance or associated fees prior.
That
and move the funds into the VIP stable NAV liquidity.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yep.
Okay. Member Fincher,
vote.
Yes, yes. Sorry, second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye.
Just making notes.
Yep.
Okay. Savannah County has 241 years of history of spending. We know exactly what we're going to spend every month, year after year after year after year. There's no reason why we can't create a simple, based on statistical data, chart that shows what we're going to spend every month. Now, we know debt service payments that are in there. We know salaries that are in there. We know normal payments that are in there. There should be no reason why we don't have an absolute high degree of certainty on how much we need in the Wells Fargo commercial checking, especially since we can move money at a moment's notice out of the VIP state liquidity pool. So I urge the finance board not to go 5 months with dollars in the wrong accounts. I mean, collectively, that's part of what you're all trying to do, and we got to be gooder than this.
So can we? So the way that we just passed that motion, Mike, would we need to put another motion on the table to direct the treasurer to keep that balance and move it just like we did for the
BB&T? I think that's what that motion does with $4 million. We're saying do not. You know, anything over $4 million.
Okay.
Move.
Is that the way you understand it, too, Steve?
I think so.
That's
I think that's
what
it says. The only caveat on the motion is pending finding out what the Wells Fargo commercial checking
minimum
rules are. Let's pick up the phone and call back the office and have Aaron find out now because we know the answer.
She's not here today.
Okay.
Justin's got the flu.
Because anyway. Okay.
Just please, if you can find out.
I will. I'll call
Aaron. And just send it around to us.
Okay.
Make sure Rudy and I know.
Because I mean, you know, whether it's
email.
Weather or somebody's gone or whatever, to get the best use of our dollars and support Linda in her operations, because this is, you know, risky moves back and forth.
That was the only thing that made me scratch my head about the cash thing. Is I don't...
Yeah, because if you can't get paid, I have to hold your
payroll. But the liquidity pool acts as a checking
account.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, if Wells
I remember us liking
like
that's what we like about
move.
It because we
yeah.
can move it whenever we
right.
need it.
So if Wells Fargo comes back to Linda and says we only need $1 million to keep the account working, there's and Linda has the mechanism in place to move the money from liquidity into checking. If you could build a system where you do that before.
Payroll.
Every week.
Payroll or weekly.
Sure.
I don't know what you're saying.
Then you could leave it at one and a half.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it would give us.
And that's why your motion.
Yours are the 20th and the counties are the.
That's why your motion might need to.
Might
would be better modified to say leave the minimum out there.
I'd leave slightly above the minimum.
Okay.
Just not much.
Yeah.
So what if the minimum is $1 million?
That's why I said 1.5.
Then leave 1.5 or 2, but not 4.
Right.
Because
that would be 2.5. We'd be drawing interest.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to find out, so depending upon what levels we leave in there, I mean, Wells Fargo is going to charge bank fees. So, I mean, if they charge, if it's $60 a month in bank fees, well, if we have it in the
other account, making,
the other
more,
account
interest,
making more than that, well, then that more than makes sense, and then we don't need to really worry about the bank fees then.
Yeah. They should offset.
So do we need to, by Robert's rules, do we need to go back and change that motion, or do we just need to put another one on top of it?
That one's adopted. Okay. If someone, if whoever made the motion wants to amend the motion and then re-vote it, you can. Will you read the motion, Kel, please?
Move the following funds from Wells Fargo commercial checking account. Any amounts over $4 million with the treasurer to verify the requirements from Wells Fargo for minimum balance or associated fees prior, and move the funds into the VIP stable NAV liquidity pool.
So you might want to say, move any funds above the minimum required by Wells Fargo plus $500,000 or whatever, what you feel comfortable with, Linda, so you've got a little bit of cushion rather than saying $4 million.
Well, in addition, I mean, do you need to specify on a monthly basis?
Yeah.
Because that motion
on a continuous basis.
Well, on a continuous basis. That motion sounds more like a one-time motion.
So
right.
So if the chair would allow...
The chair will.
Okay. I would like to amend the previous motion that was adopted per what Steve just said.
So the motion is to direct the treasurer to move all available funds from the Wells Fargo account on a continuous basis into the liquidity pool with such balance remaining in the Wells Fargo checking account as required by their minimum balance rules, plus $500,000. Is that enough for you, Linda, 500?
Before we make one thing, can I make one thing? If you say...
You absolutely can make one thing.
Just from Linda's standpoint, maybe it would be better...
Well, I don't mean on a daily basis, so...
That's why I'm saying not continuous, because if you say continuous, that almost sounds like she needs to be doing it, like, daily.
Yes. What is not onerous for you, Linda? Weekly? Bi-weekly?
Well, bi-weekly is what the county's pay.
Payroll is.
Payroll comes out bi-weekly.
And theirs is the 20th. Yours is the 20th.
Ours is the 20th.
And then you pay bills every week.
We do bills weekly, but ours are, you know.
Yeah. The schools do theirs monthly.
So is it would bi-weekly work for you?
Yeah.
Can you add bi-weekly in there, Kelly?
Instead of continuing. So can you read that one again?
I'm not quite there yet.
Right. So Linda, this does add an extra step to your processes, right? But I think
it's not that hard.
Once you get it going, it's almost like moving it from your savings account into your checking account.
This is old time. This is exactly what we used to have to do. We had an investment account here, and we had to move it to a checking account. Before, yeah. So in order, if Eric bought me up his payroll and the schools bought me their payroll, we had to do it right then to move that money to.
And that'll be the nice part about all this, because then you can sit there at your computer and just do it right there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So Kelly, now that we've made your fingers fall off.
Oh no, you didn't. Okay, I might have added too many words, so we'll have to fix it. Mr. Garcia moved to amend the prior motion and direct the treasurer to move all available funds plus $500,000 on a bi-weekly basis from the Wells Fargo commercial checking account with the treasurer to verify the requirements from Wells Fargo for minimum balance or associated fees prior and move the funds into the VIP stable liquidity pool.
Not plus $500,000, minus $500,000.
It's $500,000 additional with
so
their
it's minimum plus $500,000, Kelly.
No. Well, minimum balance
maintain.
Yes. Maintain. So that you were talking about maintain.
So instead of saying move.
So it would be minus.
Just say that move the treasurer to maintain.
Minimum balance
plus $500,000
on a biweekly basis.
Right.
And then that still gives her the flexibility to move out of liquidity
back to the check.
And she doesn't have to come to us. Right. We don't have to
approve
that. No, that's just business.
We're just allowing that's her just now business. Okay. to do this.
If you want to be paid, it
okay.
has to be
minimum needed balance
needed
based
paid,
on.
He'll go live with Mel.
Oh, yeah.
Wells Fargo.
Eat spam.
Minimum balance.
Minimum balance. We had, social fees rules or whatever.
Talking to Frankie. Asked Frankie if he and I were male sons. This was right before his mom passed away, so we were down at the hospital, and Mel started complaining about something. Frankie looked at him and said, "I don't know what you're complaining about. Your two oldest sons have both moved out." This is back when the boys.
So, Kelly, are we ready?
No, she's.
I think.
Okay.
Men, blah blah blah, to maintain minimum needed balance.
Based on.
That's where my based on went to.
Plus 500.
Based on Wells Fargo's minimum balance requirements. I lost some words here.
And
associated fees.
And associated fees plus $500,000 on a biweekly basis from the Wells Fargo commercial checking account and move the funds to the VIP stable NAV liquidity pool.
Did I get it?
So to maintain minimum needed balance
plus
based on Wells Fargo's minimum balance requirements plus $500,000 on a weekly basis.
On a biweekly
basis from the Wells Fargo commercial checking account to the liquidity pool.
Did I get it?
If the chair would accept that motion as restated.
I will. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry.
Opposed. Chair votes aye.
I would like a master chart created of anything we know,
which will
the big
help
dollar her. Value stuff that shows annually when we're making payments. Because we know our debt service payments are due and stuff.
The AP report shows.
But I mean, just put it in a small spreadsheet because it shows by month what the dollars are, so that she's got something that shows the months.
Yeah. I mean, I can give you the debt schedule with the dates and the ball. I mean, because the amounts are changing on an annual basis. I can give you the ballpark, and then
just have somebody copy those all the various things and put them on one sheet.
Yeah, Marty, when he was here, he has a preliminary debt schedule already created.
Okay.
So, where are we on the agenda?
Basically, be actually transformed into C without us.
I already put my check mark down.
So we're in C.
Yeah,
we already did C.
Okay,
that was it.
So or any other questions?
In addition
C.
to all this stuff that we just talked about, Eric or Steve, what's your best bet that this contract will be signed with MBS? What's the latest?
Next Wednesday? The 21st.
So March. Before our next meeting, that should be in place?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we want to, Mr. Chair, do we want to pre-authorize a move of a certain amount of money out of VIP for the treasurer once that account is set up? So we don't have to wait till the next meeting to get the account set up?
Yeah, I can't see why not. Once we get started on it, we might as well start using it.
And I guess my question to you all would be is one, and just like I said, I don't know if you want to say, okay, well, we're going to move it out of the liquidity account, or do we want to move it out of the the 1 to 3 year bond fund?
I would be hesitant to move it out of the 3 year bond fund because we're in a depressed mode right now, so we'd lock in our losses.
Yeah.
But I could see us moving, because we originally talked about having that $4 million balance, I could see us starting with $1 million, Linda, and use that to ladder some longer term CDs. If that number makes everybody comfortable.
I'm trying to figure out how much are we going to have in the liquidity once we move over. So she might move over $7 million.
Right.
Well, right now, if you take 173 out of there, we have about 223 in the liquidity or something like that right now, in the liquidity as it stands right now.
Right, but I'm
plus if you move $4 million. So
no, it's going to probably closer to 6 that she'll move.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The eight.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, six. That's about probably somewhere in there, six to seven.
So if we took a million of that and used that as our seed money for MBS, and then we could monitor over the next few months, we could monitor the longer term.
The 1 to 3.
How's it doing?
It's doing bad.
Well, I'm talking about the multi-bank.
We don't know.
Until right, that's what I'm saying. My million, and we can see how that goes, and if we're making.
When we did the, that was quite some time ago. I don't remember what the.
The interest rate was higher on the CDs than it was in the VIP.
Yeah.
1 to 3 year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how they did it.
Don't ask me.
I think it was because of the way they take fees out. So they were able to pass on some of the fee savings to the yield. So if that number makes everybody comfortable, I would recommend we consider it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Linda, are you comfortable putting a million over? I think so. And then we can decide from there, because sooner or later we're going to be dropping $4 million out of this.
So you might want to do a motion on that. Direct $1 million move. Assuming the MBS account is established prior to the next meeting, move $1 million.
Upon the signing of the paperwork.
You make a good point, Mike. So one of the things that we can do with MBS is we can use MBS and structure those holdings to meet those longer term things that we know are going to come out here. We can structure those to come to mature as they're due.
On those dates.
And then we can continue to leave the investment pool as our backup money.
When do you think we're going to end up having to spend 3.75?
Oh, that's
2 years.
Yeah, we're going
to. I was going to say, if that's the case, and I don't want to say this out loud, we could take a 3.75 and say, let's get as much out of it as
but
we can.
At least a year.
At
least a year bearing.
That's my thought process.
Absolute minimum of a year, year and a half
right.
before
so,
we even have.
So we have 3 months basically of expenses that Linda needs to cover before we start receiving other revenues into the.
Mm-hmm.
So if we knew what that number was, Eric, we could get pretty close to what Mike is talking about.
Yeah. What I'll do, I'll go back and I'll look at last year to see what our 3 months
until
of expenses
the ground,
and 3 months
we're
of
not
revenues were to see what the net changes for that, because that's going to really be
towards the end of the construction.
Minimum, 18 months at a minimum that we've got to invest 3.7.
Because we're going to want to spend all that we're going to need to spend. It's best to spend the debt proceeds first.
Right.
So, Linda, I could work with Linda and MBS and we can find the best deal over that period of time.
Yes.
So Eric, are you going to do April, May, June of last year?
And I hate to say, let's go throw that in there, but that's sitting there, and we know pretty close to when that's going to be done.
Honestly, it's probably better to look at March, April, May, because those are the low months.
Okay.
Those are the months that it looks like we've got, if you just look at last year, that we've kind of had our worst balances, so to speak, because in June,
well, May,
June
like
starts
said,
ramping up pretty.
May's your taxes are due. May and December.
Yeah, so it looks like the drawdown from February through May was $2 million a month before we got more revenue in.
Yep. That's about the net decrease.
In which case, we could probably look at least half of that money, Mike, of that long-term money, being into MBS without any conflict.
That's why I'm pulling out 3.75 as a number. I know that's what we are scheduled to use as cash. And if we can turn 3.75 into 3.9.
I would be.
Or 3.8.
I would be comfortable with recommending that we take $3 million of the money coming out of Wells Fargo and direct the treasurer to move that. Because I think that $3 million leaves us with operating capital of about $5.5 million, because we have about $180 million.
And then put the other into the
MBS.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Oh, you're saying leave 3.5 in the liquid?
No. So if she moves 6, right?
Right, and then move.
We take 3 million of that 6.
Take half of that.
And put it into MBS and structure those CDs to come due when we need them. Does that make sense to everybody?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then she'd leave 3 in the liquid that she can put her hands on if she needs to.
If they're done in the next 30 days or so, you can put an 18-month timeline on them without any problem.
Okay.
Because we haven't even awarded a construction contract yet, and we won't need the cash until towards the end, towards late in the construction period. So,
we can put 18 months on. We'll use debt to finance it first, and then...
Yeah, we've got the debt proceeds, okay. And we're going to need to spend that sooner than...
Okay. So... So, Linda, are you comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I got you.
All right, you ready, Kelly?
So you're going to get with... We're going to get...
Yeah, we're going to get together. As soon as the contract is...
together.
As soon as the contract is signed.
Okay.
As soon as he signs it.
Do I have to sign it or she
signs
it?
She signs it, he signs it. You have
to... And the county attorney signs it.
Yeah, we just have to approve it. I don't have to sign that. It won't be one of the things Kelly brings to me.
So, Kelly, so the motion will be to direct the treasurer to move $3 million... from the liquidity pool into MBS investments for the express purpose of the long-term Dime Crossroad debt payment. I guess that's the way to put it.
Okay, so how about this? Pending approval by the BOS for the agreement between the County of Flavanna and MBS and the creation of an account with MBS, move to direct the treasurer to move $3 million from liquidity to MBS investments for the purpose of long-term debt payments.
So does it have to
say that?
No, don't say debt payments. Not debt
long-term
payments.
Long-term CXR financing.
Financing.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
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 So moved.
So moved.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
This was the most productive meeting we've had in months.
And because there's a bunch of stuff moving, you got to make sure you stay on track now for 2 or 3 months for having meetings.
Right. Well, I mean, and in the past, we've kind of been stuck in the mud because we haven't been able to do these things.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, even looking at the last 5 months, if the board were meeting and looking at these numbers and directing monies, we could have moved some monies. And Linda needs support from the finance board to be able to do that stuff because she's at risk for this.
Yeah.
And it's better to have the three of you talking about it with Eric's support than just having her hang out on the limb by herself.
So Linda and Eric, once this agreement is signed and the account is opened, you and I can sit down and get a schedule and talk, have them do some training for us.
This has to go back to multibank too to be signed.
Yeah. So generally, we'll probably, once the board approves it, usually Christina will get with them and we'll get a signed copy from them. Then Christina will sign and then it'll come to us to sign. And then it's.
So by April 1st,
I would hope
that. Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll take a couple of days back and forth, but certainly should have.
And then whatever time period they take to open the account.
Yeah.
They're going to need paperwork from somebody to open that account.
I think Doug Urbanski will probably be ready to move to go on this.
He'll probably be up here.
Yeah.
So can we lock in our next meeting?
It's April 10th.
April the 10th. Okay.
A.M.
This is actually a good time.
It should already be on the calendar.
Yep, it is.
It is.
Yep.
It pops up, Kelly.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. We're out of here.
You guys are doing good work. Thank you.
That was a very productive meeting.
Linda, I'll get you.